From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 194, episode 5 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Friday, July 23rd, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Black Beans, Chicken, and a Bed of Rice. Eating it right now, it is so nice. Black Beans, Rice. Eating my fourth meal at Taco Bell just for tonight. That is courtesy of Christy. I'm a Gucci man, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Here we go, a little bit of a musical one. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
No one ever outsmoked Miles until I passed Jack the Blunt the other night. Do you remember all the things you said to me? You spazzed out, hands moving frantically. But I'm so used to saying, dude, you're fine. But you couldn't calm down because you were too high. It sucks for me. This old man's high. I just gotta let my co-host know you're being chug.
Okay, wow. That is from a track that I recommended for the ride out. Pink Panthers' is Break It Off. And shout out to Xlution on the Discord, who created an instrumental for even me to put that AKA over. So I love the dedication. I love the
love
track.
The
I love the drum and bass.
Yeah.
I love the idea that Jack would smoke a blunt. But that already gives
and
me more anxiety.
You? Yeah. I would be in my own head. They got that part right. But that it would be after right. Like it would be after like half of a hit. I would definitely not be.
Or you just smell it, you're like, oh my God.
Oh God. You hate me, don't you?
You hate, oh God, we keep going over this, dude.
Oh, fuck, man.
Dude, we record every day. I don't hate you.
You don't get to see what my hands are like in person. All right. Well, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the very talented writer and stand-up comedian whose first stand-up album, Father's Day, came out last year and was number one on iTunes. She's also a podcast host of the great comedy, travel, sex and love podcast, Private Parts Unknown. Her advice on sex and travel has been featured in Men's Health, The Strategist, Betches.com, and anywhere men need help fingering. She also co-hosts great 90 Day Fiancé podcast, 420 Day Fiancé, with some guy named Miles Gray. Welcome to the show, the hilarious and talented Sophia Alexandra!
Baby, you spoiled me with that intro. That was everything. Thank you so much. really excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. And the Anywhere Men Need Help Fingering joke is yours from your bio. I just wanted to give credit where credit is due. I knew you knew that, but for the listeners, that is.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say that I really wanted to show my ass that I was complimenting my own bio. You read that really well.
That's right.
Always such a pleasure to be here. It's a real menage when I'm here with Miles's primary. And, you know, it's nice to look you right in the hat and eyes, Jack.
it's weird. It's like, are you the third or is Jack the third?
Right.
Ooh, meow, meow.
I mean,
meow. Think about it late at night tonight in bed, Jack.
What? You think I don't?
Sleep tight.
You think I don't?
Wait, am I the third? Okay, that's enough of 420 Day Fiancé soundboard.
This is bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Fucking bullshit. Come on,
I know him first.
Into my house. Say shit like this.
My house, and I'm the third.
Just remember who he comes home at the end of the workday to.
Yeah, so exactly.
You can have your little trips out of town. You can have that.
Yeah.
Take you to nice hotels and on beautiful vacations. But when he's tired at the end of the day and grumpy and feels like shit, who does he come home to and treat badly? It's me.
Enjoy your Birkins and St. Bart's, okay? I gave him 5 kids.
Just the bragging about having the worst end of the stick possible.
I love this. I'm just being like, wow.
You're like, God, guys, stop fighting.
Oh, my God, stop. But keep going. Like, stop. Which one is the best one? Prove it to me.
Do you like most about me? Just throw that in the fight.
I cannot compete with those headphones, though. Those are super dope. Got little cat ears on the headphones. I have not seen that. It's very cool.
Thanks. I hadn't either. And then Miles was like, oh, you got gamer girl headphones.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And then we broke
gaming.
Up. So
we broke up. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. We're not doing the podcast anymore.
Yeah, this is actually where you find out.
This is very awkward. We first. Been a while, Sophia. Good to see you. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hope your life is good.
Yeah. I don't even need to get stoned to be in my
Miles
own head on this one. Milestone. Yeah.
Milestone. That's his full name when I'm mad at him.
Uh-oh. All right, Sophia. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, a couple of the things we're talking about. We're talking about the January 6th commission and also rioters being sentenced, finally. We're going to talk some good news about a judge tossing out some anti-abortion and anti-trans garbage bills.
Whoop-whoop.
We'll talk about people actually getting charged for those deadly fetal genital celebrations.
Whoop-whoop.
Talk about the scam down in Texas. The border wall, they're still working that one. We will talk. We're going to do an anti-vaxxer mega thread. We're going to do a Tokyo shit show continued. All of that, plenty more. But first, Sophia, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Okay. So I really have gotten into pottery over the pandemic. And I am very soothed also by watching other people do it. And I just found this account called Mayuri_stone on Instagram. So that's what I just looked up. And it is so soothing watching the little texture work, perforation, little like all the things this person does to the porcelain. Oh my God. So if you want to be soothed to fucking death,
it's just like it's just very soothing, calming, craft working sort of videos.
It's also beautiful and you can buy it, but
you love watching people craft, huh?
I really do.
Because weren't you last time talking about that Netflix show?
The Repair Shop?
Yeah. Didn't you bring that last time? I'm like,
you have a
trend where you're like, I love people who are crafty and who are able to get down with their high skills. What's it called? Mayuri Stone?
Mayuri. Wait, hold on. Let me. It's M-A-I-R-I. Mayuri_stone.
M-A-I. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
What is something you think is overrated?
What I think is overrated, and I think Miles is going to agree, is the show Sexy Beasts, which we had been very much excited to see because we thought it was like The Masked Singer, but they fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get the masks off and you have to decide like, oh, was I right to fall in love with this porpoise? I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's what we thought it was. No, it's not that. It's like one person in a costume choosing between two people in a costume at the end of an episode, which is just not the journey we were hoping for. We were thinking of like a furry island for like over a month.
Right. Or like a bachelor style thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not what it is. And then I don't know, Miles, if you saw this, that in the second episode of Sexy Beasts, the makeup is an old person. They're not an animal.
That's not a beast.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, you know what's beastly? A woman who's in her 60s or 70s. It is so offensive on so many levels. And it's not the kind of offensive I was hoping for. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. And the guy was wearing frog face. So he was an animal, but they're like, fall in love with an old woman?
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, it's definitely a fucking, you know, I think again, a lot of people may have been projecting their own weird shit onto what they thought was happening in that very vague trailer that came out. But yeah, it's just a very straightforward dating show. It's like, blind date, second date, masks off. And guess what? No one looks like, everyone's like very, you know, traditionally attractive.
Mm.
So I'm like, where's the element of like, getting past something or like obscuring who you are to get to the real person. It's like people are just hot anyway.
Yeah, it's stupid. And also it's not like, there's no lesson learning and there's also no depth, but they're like faking that it's like not trashy. I'm like, just make it trashy so I can have my furries. Damn.
Yeah. And then a lot of furries are like, this is completely running afoul of like even what it means, like, you know, about like actually expressing yourself through these like animals and things like that versus this one is like, it's just hot people in masks and it's fucking up the game.
Mm. Did the person in old age makeup go against another person in old age makeup or were they going against like
she
a porpoise?
She was wearing like a cute animal. One where I was like slightly distorted with like a cute little brown nose, like you know when you dress up as a cat and you just do a little triangle on the end of your nose. Hers was more of that kind, and the other one's like just a woman in her 70s. I don't know why they did that. It was so fucked up.
Jesus.
And did the woman in the old age makeup say, I don't want to be here anymore at any point?
Well, she didn't get chosen. And then afterwards, she was like, I think it's probably for the best because I don't really think that we hit it off.
Is that the line from I Think You Should Leave season two where he's in the old man mask and he's like, I don't even want to be here anymore.
Be around anymore.
I don't even want to be around
anymore.
I haven't seen that, but.
Oh, God, it's taunting in the worst way. Just you'll laugh constantly and not then just be blurting out random lines in public, embarrassing all the
like
people
I just
you're with.
Did.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated, Sophia?
Okay, so I'm obsessed with the show that I just watched the finale of yesterday. It's this Israeli show called Losing Alice. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Mm-mm.
It's like David Lynchian, kind of. It's fucking dope. It's about this like woman directing a movie that this young girl she meets on the train kind of like brings to her. And it's like a weird mystery. Like, who is that? Is she steal a script from this girl she murdered? Like, to fuck that girl's dad? It's a whole fucking thing. And it's really, really good. It's really good. So
that's, I like a pitch where like I can't even like place the genre or like what the like beats would be. Like that sounds very strange and I'm very interested now.
Yeah, the logline I'm reading, fascination spirals into a Faustian bargain after an ambitious female film director meets and obsesses over a younger femme fatale screenwriter.
Mm.
Whoa, okay. All right.
Bro, and the sex scene, when they finally shoot the sex scene in the movie, is
hot.
Just, I haven't seen that on TV in a while.
Oh, wow.
I haven't seen that on TV in a while.
Just going to say that.
Okay, all right, all right.
There you go.
And then there's also a really like fun joke where they keep referring to this movie that she directed when she was like, you know, the movie she's famous for. And the movie has like apparently this like sexual spaghetti eating scene. And it's referred to in the first episode. They're like, oh, the young girl says to the director, she goes, oh, you know, I make all of my prospective boyfriends reenact the spaghetti eating scene. And so the whole time you're like fucked up thinking like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then during one part, you see the poster for the movie and it's like a kind of an outline of a woman's body with like spaghetti in the middle. You have to Google the spaghetti poster from Losing Alice. Okay. So it's just it's
or watch
really
it
interesting.
And yeah. Get and let your imagination run wild being like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I mean, yeah. So fascinating, really good, well acted. I really liked it.
For whatever reason, when I heard sexy spaghetti, I just thought of that like messy TikTok video where the person made counter spaghetti.
Yeah, because that was a fetish video. We learned
oh yeah
for people like me
who like that mess.
Yeah,
like is that right?
Some people were saying that like there's some connection to that being sort of a fetish.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok's got it all, baby. Oh, yeah. You know, they're not just supercharging that computer brain over there. They'll serve you some that freak shit if you're looking for it.
I've just been being messy for free all these years. Fuck.
Yeah, I know. That's right. I know. I came to your house. I'm like, damn, you doing OnlyFans or something here?
I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Make good money with this.
Damn, we got the food on the floor and shit. Okay, I see you. So
Yeah. It's called SpaghettiFloorFreaks.com.
Yeah, it's not depression at all. It's my OnlyFans.
All right, let's talk about the January 6th commission. Pelosi rejected two of McCarthy. I always forget this dude's name. Is it Todd McCarthy? It's not
Kevin.
Eugene. Kevin. There we go. It's one of those names
Kevin.
That
it's
shouldn't
a real
be,
strong name.
Shouldn't be someone official. Kevin. Anyways, we needed to talk about Kevin because Pelosi rejected two of his picks for the January 6th commission, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. And he basically...
Are there good McCarthys in politics? Just seems like a bad omen name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny, in terms of her politics are good. I guess she's
oh,
not
yeah,
officially
Jenny McCarthy. In politics. Crusader
yeah, her,
for the week.
Her vaccination stance.
We'll get to her movement a little later on, unfortunately. But he basically took his ball and went home.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe what happened. Why would you be so partisan and say that these guys who could basically, especially Jim Jordan, who may be a material witness, as Liz Cheney described him, why the fuck would he participate in this?
Mm-hmm.
You love to see a bad faith effort get rejected and then the person be like, you rejected my bad faith effort? How dare you?
It's like, yeah, because you just wanted me to do that so you could do that, fool. And yeah, despite all that, Nancy Pelosi is not about to let that fuck up the aim of the investigation. She's like, these antics are not going to do anything. And she also made it clear it wasn't just like, oh, I just don't like these two dudes. She wanted to say, telling reporters that, quote, the statements made and actions taken would, quote, impact the integrity of the committee, and saying that this is, quote, deadly serious. Mm-hmm. So right now she just has one Republican, Liz Cheney, and then is now considering Adam Kinzinger. Although Kevin McCarthy has told them, he's like, if you do that, I'll take away your committee assignments. Don't work with them. We're going to do our own version where it's just all BLM.
Wow. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, there'll be a little bipartisanship there, I guess.
Yeah. And are we seeing like some rioters actually getting some comeuppance a little bit? Didn't
Yeah, the first one got sentenced this week.
So like a felony, dude, right?
Yeah. But he like right now I think the sentence is like 8 months. And see, this guy, he pleaded early.
Yeah.
The second he was charged, because his whole mindset was, I want to get as much credit for the time I'm already serving. Because, I mean, at this point, it's been fucking 6 months for some people who have been, you know, detained. And this also a lot of people are saying, like, you know, by him pleading out and doing this, this also kind of sets a standard for the others that are going to follow. So if this guy did it and pled guilty, this would essentially be like the sort of the line where other sentences will probably meet as the standard. But there's like kind of, there's this interview in Slate where, you know, there's this woman from BuzzFeed who's just been watching all of the documentation and all the cases as it relates to these January Sixers. And there's like essentially two camps. There's these people who got charged and are pleading guilty. They're like, fuck it. You got me. Fuck it. I'm not trying to fucking fight any. Just let's get this over with. Then
I didn't know we couldn't do that crowd.
They're still like, oh, but please. And then there are even some people who plead guilty, but then will whine, like, but like, I was just following other people. I didn't know I couldn't go through a senator's desk drawers in their office. That's trespassing. Then you have people who are saying, fuck that. I'm fucking innocent. You're going to have to put me under the jail because I'm not budging at all. These people have basically a tactic where they just want to get the attention of conservative media and are trying to make themselves these like sort of media martyrs to try and maybe create some kind of groundswell to hopefully help them evade accountability.
Mm.
So that we'll see how those people, like, do you remember that one woman from Texas who chartered the plane and she was like really out there with it? Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, I was there. And then she's like, I don't know if I was. I mean, I don't, maybe I did it. I don't know. I was peaceful.
And they're like, Ashley, here's a photo of you and 20 of your blondest friends.
No, that ain't me. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's me. She is now this woman. I think her name's Jen Cudd. She is in that camp where she's like trying to get everybody to be like, help me. They're trying to cancel me with the law.
The old pulling an old Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, this is where it gets a little murky, you know, because you have around like 550 people that have been charged so far. You know, like, are these people going to actually get the sentences? A lot of them are like can be up to a year for some of like for the nonviolent stuff. But we still haven't seen like the bigger pieces, like the people who have been, you know, organizing things.
Right.
Like, you know, remember there were pipe bombs that were left around the DNC and RNC mm-hmm. headquarters. Where, what of that investigation? So, I mean, it's, you know, shit is still going on, but.
Yeah. I had literally completely forgotten about that. That's how the news cycle on that thing went. It was just like, yeah, okay, we're done with that.
Yeah. Remember the old pipe bombs?
Yeah.
Too?
It's fucked up that that's the part that we've forgotten.
Yeah, let's memory hole that one and move forward. And just...
Yeah, and it's more like the goofy guy who had the lectern. Remember him?
Yeah.
And then we're like, what about Zip Tie Guy and his mom? Mm. Remember that guy? Like, Zip Tie Guy and his mom got charged too? There's just a lot of dark shit. And like, I mean, the amount of evidence they have is just so like, just infinite. So I don't know what else comes of this, but. The House investigation will be interesting because that's where you like we're trying to understand, like, you know, the Jim Jordans of the world. What exactly was going on? What level of coordination may have been there? But
all right.
We shall see.
We shall. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. And let's talk about some good news. Let's do a little good news, huh?
Yeah. We need it.
Yeah. Conservatives have been on a very aggressive campaign to harm trans people in the United States. This year felt like they were going extra hard. A lot of bills aimed specifically at trans children. And luckily, a judge in West Virginia and Arkansas, or judges, I guess, multiple judges in West Virginia and Arkansas saw that these are discriminatory and kind of responded accordingly.
Yeah, we're straight up like, what the fuck are you like? The way they were speaking, we're just like, this isn't even nuanced.
Yeah, we're not going to be killing children today.
Yeah.
Thanks, though.
Yeah. In West Virginia, this judge was like determined that educators were just violating the rights of this 11-year-old trans girl by not letting her compete in girls' sports. Mm. And the judge was very clear. He's like, it is not in the state's interest at all to bar like a very small number of trans kids from playing school sports. They're like, I fail to understand how this is in the interest of the state in any way. And on top of it, like, and the judge went on even narrowly, if you're trying to bring up this like testosterone argument, this child is on puberty blockers. And they're like, what? They're like, the judge is like, no, get the no, bye. This is stupid. Nice try, though. Like, this is absolutely not going
to
happen.
Not to mention the fact that, like, haven't y'all learned a lesson with the testosterone shit?
Yeah.
That,
well,
it's not, I mean, even going by your narrow-minded logic of that being some sort of a whatever thing that you can quantify, have you learned nothing that is actually not an effective way of determining that? Scientists have been telling you that forever.
Hey.
Just fucking
we don't
listen to
scientists.
It's so fucking annoying.
We don't fuck with science because we fuck with the Bible that tells us that we can do whatever we want as long as we say Jesus at the end of it and amen. And in Arkansas, a similar thing happened. First, they kicked things off by shutting down the state's ridiculous abortion bill, which basically it's one of these trigger laws, which is like it's going to be so fucked up that they know it's just going to go to the Supreme Court to basically challenge Roe v. Wade directly. And it's like the most restrictive abortion ban in the country. Like, those who performed
it. Punishes the woman, right?
Yeah. And even the person who performs it, like 10 years in prison, $100,000 fine, like, and no. Like the only time was like, I don't know if the woman might die, maybe you can do it. But other than that, there are no exceptions. And the governor, Asa Hutchinson, signed it into law and knew, like even admitted at the time, it's like, we know this isn't constitutional under Roe v. Wade, but like, that's not the point. Like, we're doing this to fucking challenge shit and just take it to the Supreme Court. But luckily, this judge completely just shut it down and was like, this is no. Nice try. Thank you very much. Keep moving on.
You'd love to see it.
Governor Hutchinson did veto a bill that would have cruelly banned medical care for trans kids. Like, the governor's just like, this is even a step too far for me. But the fucking ghouls in the state legislature overrode the governor's veto to get the law in place. A lawsuit was filed and a judge rightly saw it for the hateful garbage that it was and was like, this is fucking awful. Like, you're going to cut care off mid care for kids who are trying to like look out for themselves. Like, that's going to cause irreversible damage. And the judge like, absolutely not. Nice try. Good night. So small victories, abound.
I like the West Virginia judges just being like, this is not in the state's interest at all.
Yeah.
Because like then that raises the question, whose interest is this in? Like who right. are you trying to protect other than the people who have to come up with shit for Fox News to make segments about? Like what?
Right.
Who does this help?
Because they're grasping at straws now. I mean, like Fox News, especially, they ran a fucking PSA on primetime and it's going to be running this week where it's just literally like, please get vaccinated, Fox News. Like they're fully trying to do that. And the other thing is the headlines I've seen recently, there was one where they're like trying to create a problem in the administration. Like Biden keeps going off script. And like they did, like talked about it for like 30 minutes in the middle of the day. And you're like, this is okay. So is critical race theory and trans kids not enough right now to try and create this like dystopian world for your viewers?
Mm. And then also in judges kind of stepping up, I guess, these gender reveal parties that are killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Four people have died already this year at gender reveal parties, and they've also caused wildfires, destroyed acres, caused the death of a firefighter, and a couple that used a smoke generating pyrotechnic device to let their friends know whether their baby had a PP or cuckoo is facing charges, which is, yeah.
I think. Yeah. A lot of charges.
Can you 34. Fucking imagine going back in time and telling someone like, hey, so in the future, how what we do when someone has a child is we very publicly announce their genitalia with murder.
Right.
They'd be like, we love it. And also, she's a time traveler witch. Murder.
They're like, but the murder is just if it's a girl, right? They're like, you celebrate if it's a boy.
Wait. Can the woman inherit a kingdom in this scenario? Well, I don't know, sir. Can I go?
It's just so barbaric. You know what it reminds me of like the thing of like the ritual of like de-virginizing a woman on the wedding night and then like carrying out the like sheet with the fucking blood on it and being like, we did it, team. This is just as fucking barbaric. What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's 2021.
Especially when it's like not only just endangering the people there, but then other people's like houses are burning down and people are losing their lives because you're like, it has penis and you burn the forest down. Like, what the fuck? So right now, the charges, they had 34 witness testimonies given to a grand jury along with 434 like pieces of evidence. So they've been charged with, this couple has been charged with one felony count of involuntary manslaughter, three felony counts of recklessly causing a fire with great bodily injury, four felony counts of recklessly causing a fire to inhabited structures, and 22 misdemeanors of recklessly causing fire to property of another. Guys, just please celebrate life responsibly.
Mm.
You know, what the fuck? We don't have to. I mean, look,
why if you need to reveal that, get a damn cake. Get a damn cake.
Like the original. You know what I mean? Ugh. Like just open,
was
slice
the
open.
Original one was like the cake is a blue color, or a pink color on the inside.
Was like and slicing into it. Yeah, exactly.
And then the cake exploded, right?
Yeah.
I think the cake had VX-13 nerve gas come out of it.
No, you have to kill the grandparents if you want to bring a new baby into the world.
Yeah.
It's just like math.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
I'm saying.
All right. Let's talk about Texas. You know, they're facing all sorts of issues, energy crises, and they're actually more focused right now on a reboot than anything. Specifically, they are trying to reboot Trump's border wall. So, you know, they have the
famously sequels are so much better than originals. Yeah. So
I think this is going to be like Fast and the Furious, where it just like once it hits the fifth one, it's going to really take off and people are going
to just be absurd. Absolute absurd. It's not even walls anymore. It's like, right. Dude, we need those robots from Terminator.
Yeah. Just like giant murderous, Rube Goldberg devices.
It's coming. I mean, it's you know, everything that's been like foretold in Idiocracy or just like even our satirical, you know, visions of the future have been better, if not worse, and more just absurd than what they had predicted. So I feel like we're on track for that.
I also think that's what they're going to do with the leftover Olympic beds from Tokyo. They're just going to make them into that wall.
Well, that would probably, they might need to, because it costs a lot of money to build a wall. Mm-hmm. So Greg Abbott, he had a hell of a last month or so. He pushed the restrictive voting laws that caused the Democrats to literally flee, signed a bill basically making it illegal for Texas teachers to acknowledge that racism is a thing. He even surprised people by vetoing a bipartisan anti-animal cruelty bill that would have provided greater protection for dogs against human abuse. And for some reason, he was just like, nah, you know what? I'm kind of on a roll here.
They were like, who is this for, Greg?
Yeah. What industry?
The dog killing vote? Who is this for?
Hey.
I got a cousin, okay? This is important.
Help him out. I'm a big Mike Vick fan.
In mid-June, he pledged to finish what Trump started and put $250 million of a down payment on the Trump wall. And if you're wondering where that money is coming from, he's funneling cash away from emergency funds given to the state by the federal COVID relief plan.
Oh.
Which is for great. Sure legal somehow?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, when Greg Abbott is in charge, I guess it is. I guess he's...
I mean, there's no such illegal or... there's no illegal binary, I think, in those people's minds, especially between him and, the state AG. They're just... they fucking do whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't know enough to where, is... who's going to be
Yeah.
Actually, that you can't do that with the money. Kind of stays in its own lane. But I guess
They're saying that the only thing that you couldn't use the money for was to offset tax cuts or put it in a pension fund.
Cool.
Those are the only strings attached from the feds. So other than that, whoops. Hey.
Well, okay. Well, then we're putting a quarter billion. COVID thing licked. So,
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
So wait. That's how broad the COVID money was.
I think just to give people the latitude to say you're if you need funds to give them to say I think presupposing that these people weren't absolutely selfish xenophobes who were going to completely fuck over people that needed help was here's the freedom to see as you see fit for your state. But they're oh, OK, hold my beer.
Perfect. Mm. So unfortunately, $250 million is not going to do it. They think that that doesn't even have enough to build a few miles of the wall that they're planning on building.
The rest
wall,
of the wall's on layaway. Now you look exactly. Like a real fucking idiot. So
it's also worth note. So his plan is to crowdfund the rest of the wall, which it should be noted, the guy who created the GoFundMe scam for the previous wall was indicted on even newer tax related charges earlier this month. But according to Abbott, by the end of June, people had donated around $500,000, so that's nowhere near enough money. Mexico and Texas share more than 1,200 miles of command border, and the money they have already would give them less than 5 to 10 miles of border in the next 4 years. So it's all...
what a fucking scam.
It's all a scam. Yeah, that's basically what I get. It's just...
GoFundMe. It's not just for people that have been failed by the American healthcare system anymore. Right.
Yeah. It's for
also
fucking
for this
governors.
Weird fucking scam
yeah.
perpetuated by the governor of fucking Texas.
Right. He also doesn't even have the legal right to build the wall because it's a federal, borders are a federal thing.
Right.
So they would face legal battles from landowners who are already currently fighting Trump and Biden's attempt to seize their land. So the whole thing might be illegal, but people are still giving them their money, man.
And it's so low energy because they'll just tweet videos of a little bobcat, excavator knocking down some shrubs. And they're like, here we go. Your money hard at work.
Yep.
And it's for fucking a couple miles, dude, 250 will only get us 10 miles at most. What the fuck are we doing then? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And CNN is still covering it like it's not an obvious hoax. There's like Greg Abbott's fight to keep Trump's border wall dream alive was the CNN headline. And it's
rather
just,
than
it's
Greg Abbott full of shit with his mirage of a xenophobe monument.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just like a day of Twitter, like hashtag, like dunking. It's not really supposed to be a CNN headline.
Right.
Why don't you cover the fucking miner strike? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
And we're back. And so the result of this anti-vaxxer movement that we've been covering is starting to kind of hit the headlines. Cases nearly tripled in the U.S. In the last 2 weeks. And officials are kind of officially blaming the misinformation campaigns. We talked yesterday about how this isn't new, and the anti-vaxxer movement goes back to like smallpox, but the discrimination against people who do get the vaccine may be new. We didn't cover that. We didn't find any evidence of that back in the smallpox days. Also, as we said yesterday, much more sympathetic to the fear back then when you had to cut your arm open and put cow pus into the wound to get a vaccine. But this new trend, so one example, Eric Clapton is refusing to play venues that require proof of vaccines.
What a fucking loser. Always has been, always will be.
just being like, what is he? So he's saying you can be vaccinated and go. He's just saying, I need my anti-vax fans to also be there, yes, spreading the Delta variant at my shows. So tears in heaven will be not ironic for them.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
I want them to think about a specific loved one that they're going to lose due to the negligence, right, of this misinformation while I play the song. That's what I want.
And Airbnb hosts are basically saying that you can't stay at their house if you have been vaccinated. So this is like the new thing that I'm just starting to hear now. So I'll just read from the house rules. Important. Effective May 1st, 2021, we will no longer be accepting guest reservations from people who have been inoculated with any of the COVID-19 experimental, quote, vaccines, i.e. Pfizer, Moderna, GlaxoSmithKline, and J&J.
You said Modena, like the city Modena, in Italy.
Yes. New science has discovered that, quote, vaccinated persons through multiple mechanisms of transmission can pass the SARS-CoV-2 virus spike protein onto healthy, unvaccinated individuals. Thank you for understanding. This is, I mean, that's it's complete bullshit. Incorrect. They also, when the person, what one of the people had to cancel because they have been vaccinated, they were like, oh, unfortunately, we can't refund your money. I can't stress how important it is to familiarize yourself with all the information a host provides before you spend your hard-earned money. So Airbnb had to basically ban that person. And but they, like, this is so common that they actually can't keep up with the number of hosts who are, like, literal hosts and virus hosts who are choosing to ban people who have been vaccinated. I actually just had to, so I was telling someone they could no longer come to our house because they weren't willing to get vaccinated. And they claimed that other people weren't allowing them at their house if they did get vaccinated. And I assumed they were full of shit, but this seems to be like a new concerted effort, like that.
Right. The new scarlet letters, the vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. To basically to treat their not choosing not to get vaccinated as like the easier way to go, because
right, it's easier to just invert the dynamic rather than address what's happening and say, actually, no, like I'm not interested in actually talking about vaccines or what it means or my duty or responsibility to public health or whatever. You are the one that is bad, actually. So jokes on you.
It's
a self-selecting pool of people. It's like, okay, well, no one's going to kill their own kid to hang out with your dumb kid. So, you're just going to hang out with another, like, you're just going to be limited to a pool of unvaccinated people. And, like, let's just be honest, they are more misinformed. You're just limiting your circle and your kid's circle to very uninformed people.
And not to mention, like, you know, and a listener brought this up, which is a really, really valid point of, you know, people who are like, because of their health condition, unable to be vaccinated, you know, people who aren't who aren't vaccinated because they're reading hot takes on some message board, but because they're physically they're not able to be vaccinated. The risk that poses for people who's like, I fucking would if I could, but I can't. And now I'm also at risk, too. And there's just so many levels to it. Rather than just sort of the vaxxed, unvaxxed and anti-vax binary, there's so many other things going on that, like, a lot of people just don't care to even see. Even these, like, really rabid anti-vaxxers who are like, nah, fuck that. Like, I'm about my own thing. And there have been a lot of tweets I've seen of people screen capping tweets from, like, a couple months ago. It's like, look, I'm not fucking wearing a mask. Like, I have to live. This is nonsense. I'm going to do what I have to do. And you know what? I encourage you to do the same. And then, like, today they would tweet stuff like, I have friends in my 30s that are seriously ill. Please, like, please pray for them. They got sick and blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, what? It's like no one's lying about, like, what the efficacy is and what the actual stakes are for people. And I think some people may be slowly coming around based on how extreme their, like, sort of ideology is around it. But it seems, I don't know how much it's going to move anymore.
Yeah, and also the idea that, like, oh, you know, the freedom, like, I'm trying to free you, you know, I want you to have the freedom that I have. where I'm right. like not wearing a mask and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, it's not freedom, because if you are taking the risk, that's your business, I guess. But like what you were saying about people who are unvaccinated, also for some people who have like long-term issues or autoimmune stuff, the vaccines don't really work for them.
Right.
So then you are basically you're the reason those people have to be going back to their house and staying indoors. And you're just the person who was saying, oh, I want everyone to have freedom.
Right.
So now if you're being in any way like serious about that, then you should not want disabled and immunocompromised people to go back indoors for like another year, however fucking long, because these cases are spiking because you're selfish.
Yeah. Right. It's just a but again, it's like no one looks at it that way. It's purely like this weird body autonomy argument where they can't acknowledge the right of other people to safety as well. And it just gets, you know, morphed into all these really bizarre takes through a steady diet of misinformation. And we still see, again, like people are saying, it's the misinformation that is making this even worse. And we have social media platforms that are just still fucking refusing to do anything about it. And we're only seeing the numbers go up. And then, you know, when inevitably there's going to be some kind of lockdowns, if things don't improve, what are they going to say that, like, you know, who's to blame again this time?
Right.
Fauci.
It's very difficult to take somebody who is an anti-vaxxer, like being morally indignant, because trying to take the position that they're being discriminated against.
No, it's absolute horseshit.
Yeah.
It's fucking absurd. And people will post memes like, you know, oh, there's vaccinated only classes at the yoga studio. But you know what? I would never go to a whites only yoga class. So no, thank you. And I'm like, you don't know a fucking thing. Like, saying it takes like that is just so disingenuous, or you're so ignorant that you don't understand how unavoidable someone's race is and the effects that have in operating in an oppressive system versus having the choice to get a vaccine or not. And again, you get, because there's just all these steady streams of misinformation, if you're not thinking critically, you'll look at that and go, yeah, actually, that makes sense.
Right.
I'm going to take that on. And again, here we are.
Yeah. And the people who are immunocompromised or can't get the vaccine, and then like the people who refuse to get the vaccine for quote ideological reasons, I'm sure are going to start using that as an excuse too, so that it becomes like difficult to tell the difference between somebody who's an anti-vaxxer and somebody who's legitimately like can't get the vaccine.
Right.
So, all right. Well, let's check in with the Olympics. I feel like this is now our entertainment, is to just watch the Olympics fucking go very badly.
Yeah. I mean, there's some stuff happening, but
yeah,
you're not reading a lot of updates of like, man, fucking everybody's doing well. There's no COVID actually being transmitted. They really got this thing under control. Nope.
I mean, a wild bear broke into the Olympic softball stadium. At this point, like, can't we just be like, yo, this is, somebody doesn't want this to happen. We just need to, like, cut this thing off. It's clearly
that's not a
cursed.
It's funny because the tweet that that I saved for today is from Raj Andelman, and it's, Olympic news is so wild. Every item is like, entire Danish swim team lost in lava pits, or opening ceremony producer resigns after people recall his history of eating stop signs, or God begs us to stop.
Yeah, it really feels like that. It's just like,
there's been, yeah, like the director of the opening ceremonies, he has some weird Holocaust joke he made like in the 90s, and people were like, what is this? And he's like, they're like, okay, get this guy out of here. Another person who's a composer, they're like, he was bullying a disabled classmate, and they're like, oh, okay, this person also won't be participating.
Not just bullying, but like torturing.
Yeah, yeah.
A mentally disabled student.
And now we have the first athlete for the U.S. who is actually set to compete who has tested positive. Like, there have been alternates that have tested, so they were just there in case someone else tested positive. But Taylor Crabb was about to compete in beach volleyball until he tested positive, and he's now in quarantine and wondering if he'll even play at all. Spoiler alert, he will not because of the rules. And his first match was supposed to be Sunday, so they had to fly in an alternate. And the rules are pretty clear in regards to what happens when the athlete tests positive, but there's also room for Japanese health officials to determine some of these things. Like, so if any athlete tests positive, quote, they will not be allowed to compete, continue in their role. And then the quarantine period will then be determined by Japanese health authorities, depending on their severity and like the symptoms and things like that. But there's also been like really inconsistent rules about what happens with contact tracing, because If there is like close contact with an athlete that's been tested positive, there are some certain isolation protocols, but they're kind of being loose with that because potentially you could be like, oh, okay, the entire U.S. men's volleyball team has to go into isolation now because an assistant had COVID and was interacting with all of them for hours. Like, there's all these weird, like, it just feels like something like that could happen or they're going to ignore it, but it almost feels like, the setup for like a comedy from the 90s where like a guy goes to the Olympics, but everyone in his like event has COVID. So he wins gold by default or something.
And it's Chris Kattan.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. He just got kicked off a plane for refusing to wear a mask. So that fits.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, dude, he fucking went off on a plane being like, I'm not wearing a mask and shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
Mango.
Kicked off a flight for not properly wearing a mask. Yeah, the mango. Yeah, the mango does not wear a mask.
No, the mango dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this beach volleyball player was apparently not practicing with his team. Is that like what we're to believe at this point?
Well, it's like beach volleyball. I think it's just twos, so they do it in pairs.
Oh, okay.
So I think his partner, I guess, wasn't. That's the thing. At that point, you're like, well, what about the contact tracing? And they're like, well, look, we can't fuck up the whole Olympics.
You're telling me he wasn't you're telling me after a sick spike they weren't kissing each other on the mouth a little bit to celebrate?
Yeah, how do you celebrate? Yeah. Oh, not by spitting in his mouth while fingering him in the beehole. Yeah. That's not your dude. Okay, fine.
Oh, bro, sick spike, standing 69, go.
Seems like a lot of these officials are homophobic. Mm.
But yeah, dude, and then even the bear breaking, it's just so, it's so comical.
Yeah.
And just also like, again,
like, imagine that the bear was sent in by God.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
God was like, I don't know what else I can do. Like, maybe this fucking bear.
I don't even fuck with God like that, you know,
established
religion. But part of me is like, man, maybe that's God. Maybe that's Jesus.
That's right. What I'm saying. I don't either. But when you see a bunch of signs like that, you're like, I don't even, what's the, like, is there going to be a formation of like flamingos that flies in and spells stop
cancel
the Olympics?
Cancel the fucking Olympics.
What the fuck are we waiting for?
They're like, flamingos are normally unable to travel to this part of the world. This has never before been seen. Anyway, coming up next, we have Simone Biles competing in the floor exercise. And you're like, what the?
They're like, we do not know how they got inside, honestly. But anyway, our next event.
Also, the bear hasn't even been captured. So this wild bear broke into the softball stadium. They haven't been able to find it. It's been spotted twice and is still on the loose somehow.
I'm cheering for that fucking bear.
Clearly a religious, like, something, figure of some sort. Yeah.
I mean, then also the country of Guinea, they were just like, fuck this.
They bailed.
Like, we're out. They just pulled out. They fully pulled out. They're like, nah, we're off this, man.
They're
the
smartest country in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we give them a gold medal for that?
Right, exactly.
For
I got you. Anyone from the Guinea Olympic team, if you're in the San Fernando Valley, drinks on me or whatever you do on me.
Mm. And I'll send you weed gummies or something. I don't know what you need.
I don't know how you get down, but we can figure something out. But there's a thing, two volleyball players are being, you know, ruled out of the games too because of like another fucking outbreak on this Czech Olympic team. And now they're just like, we're out. Mm. Like, what the fuck? And again, it sucks because to even let these athletes believe they're going to compete. Like, I get it. Like, if you're an athlete, you're like, I don't know how the fuck this is going to work. But if they're saying the Olympics are going down, then fuck it. You're going to be like, all right, I'm going to train so I can do my shit. And now, like, the stars are just like, we were crying. We were swearing. We were just crying. We can't fucking believe this is happening. And, like, we're not even symptomatic. But, you know, again, this is the fucking cruelty of insisting on having an Olympics. Where, again, it's not just the massive danger to the people in Japan and anyone working around the event, but just to fuck over these like athletes who quite literally don't do anything except these fucking sports for their whole life.
Jesus.
I don't know. It's like, because I was thinking, I'm like, it's so brutal because they're so infrequent, but that's what makes them, I guess, so special for the athletes too. But it's so brutal if anything takes you out. It's another 4 years. And for a lot of people, that's not even a thing because you won't be able to do it then.
Yeah, like, especially if like at a certain age, you're like, this is my last one.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. God, it's like an Olympics are so evil, but it's like, can we do like a yearly thing that's like more chill and like not evil for everyone? I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I just say have it in one place and you can do it every 4 years, but just keep it in one fucking place. Don't destroy multiple cities, you know, every 4 years trying to build a bunch of shit that doesn't get used after the fact.
I feel like every 2 years because I don't want people to not like get their shot. I don't know.
Right. Wow. Oh, you're like really like, oh, I want you to get a lot of gold medals.
Well, I just like, I don't want people, especially I think it doesn't favor older athletes. And it's like, as I'm getting older, I'm like, I want bitches to get another chance.
That's where we're going to have the Chuglympics for the Chugy motherfucker, old geriatric millennials and athletes to be like, and we have another games for the older folks.
Mm.
Let them 40-year-olds run. Let them run. I
mean, some of them do, you know, and they're still kicking. They're still
able Let them synchronize swim. Let them do all of it.
Synchronized swimming is a young person's game.
Yeah, those leg kicks really tire you out. Actually, it was really hard. And they really do tire you out.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can't imagine.
I mean, when you do the, when you see the underwater, that's the funny thing, though, too. I'm like, man, fuck the Olympics. And then you see the stuff underwater. I'm like, look at how they're fucking having to stabilize their shit, being all inverted in their arms, like doing all this other shit.
Yeah. So
like,
okay, wild.
That's skills.
It's like a duck. Seeing the duck's feet underwater. Yeah. By the way, Tokyo just reported highest daily COVID-19 case number in 6 months on the eve of the Olympic Games. So,
or technically, cool. They started today. Good.
Let's
starting today.
Not cancel it or anything.
Nah.
I was in Tokyo. Remember, like last year or in 2020, before everything like got shut down. And one of the things we did was go to like there's like a galaxy experience. And like one of the whatever where we were, and they gave out all these 2020 Olympic pins.
Nice.
And now I have them, and they're this really weird, like enameled pin expenditure that this company put so much money into to give out to everyone for free of a games that didn't happen. And I was thinking, I was like, I should hold on to this because, like, what a weird memento of a weird year. And then fucking 2021's coming around. I'm sure they have these 2021 pins that are now an even more fucked up reminder of a new, more fucked up year. Isn't that so crazy?
Still calling it 2020, though. They're not fucking around.
Really?
Yeah, they're not wasting their money. Yeah.
That branding is staying put.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I mean, look at there. You know, they were like, dude, we fucking made millions of hats.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
I do think 2022 is going to be our year, though, right? That's going to be a good one. I feel like
Jack,
we're.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Don't do it.
Sophia, it's been such a pleasure having you. Where can people find you and follow you?
I am at The Sophia on Twitter and Instagram, THESOFIYA. And you can check out my and Miles's podcast about 90 Day Fiancé and other reality trash we watch. It's called 420 Day Fiancé. You can also check out my other podcast about love and sex around the world called Private Parts Unknown.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Well, that Olympics tweet was very much my shit, and it was my favorite.
Awesome.
So I think I did it. Sorry.
No, you nailed it.
That's nice when we seed it early in the show. You know what I mean? Messing with the form a bit.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also, as Sophia said, 420 Day Fiance, come through. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking trash. We're talking weird stuff. It's out there. It's out there. And some tweets that I like. First one is from at Meg Z at By Meg. Tweeted, can't talk right now. I'm doing hot girl shit. And it has an asterisk. And the asterisk says, eating salt and vinegar chips to the point of causing dozens of cuts along the roof of my mouth and gums. Mm. I feel that.
I did that 2 days ago.
Ooh, I did it 2 days ago, too, and woke up with, like, my mouth feeling all sorts of fucked up.
Isn't it always funny, though? It happens, and you're like, the fuck happened?
And then you, like, remember that you're a trash human being. I got it on my lips, too, where, like, that line on the inner part of your lip just got so raw.
Yeah,
I ate a bag of salt and vinegar followed by a bag of voodoo heat, which is essentially salt and vinegar with a little barbecue in it. And, yeah, afterwards, I was like, my mouth hurts.
Wait, voodoo heat? Were you eating Zaps?
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Zaps.
Love
those chips and love their crotators. And another tweet I like is from Doge Mommy at It's Nels, N-E-L-L-Z-Z. She like screen grabbed a DM she got from, I guess, Michael Jackson, because the avatar is the album cover from Bad. And
oh,
the username is Michael _Jackson 704815. And this person tweeted, hey, it's Michael Jackson. I'm messaging you from a private account. I'm not really dead. Can you cash at me $600 so I can come back to the United States and put out more music?
Damn.
Hey,
that's big news. How do we not leave the show with
ask.
That?
Yeah, 600. I mean, look, that's why you start off and be like, yes, sure, Michael, you're not dead. I knew you were alive. And the last one is from Grace Freud at Grace G. Freud. Tweeted, told my landlord we had ants. And he said, quote, we cannot kill them. We cannot outsmart them. They have been here longer than us. They will find a way. It's true, but also, like, get your shit together, landlord.
Yeah.
But don't just be resigned to the fact that evolutionarily speaking, you're maybe outwitted or something. They have fucking ants.
Yeah. A tweet I've been enjoying at Kurt of Franklin tweeted, if somebody told me a prophecy in real life, I'd probably zone out.
It just sounds like a dream you had. It's
yeah.
The same shit. You're like, all right.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah, I think I remember that. Oh, yeah, you did say that, didn't you? You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's show, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song are you sending people to today?
This is from the band L. Michaels Affair, E-L-M-I-C-H-E-L-S. And this is from a track called Adult Themes. We've done, I think, maybe one of the songs from this album. But it's just such a nice, it's just a great instrumental album. And L. Michaels Affair has, like, they've done covers where they do, like, all live instrument versions of, like, Wu-Tang songs and things.
Yeah.
This is a song called Life of Pablo. I don't think it really has much to do with the Kanye track, but it has just really laid back energy. And, again, live instruments. Which is always nice to hear because it feels like socializing because you're like, I think those are humans playing those. So check this one out, Life of Pablo from L. Michaels Affair.
All right, go check that out. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. And hey, we'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Meow.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long.
Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.